This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Doug Hagman.
This is Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones at Infowars.com. I'm so proud to be sitting in right after the fabulous Mike Adams, of course. With me is my son, Joe Hagman. Together, we run something called the Hagman Report, HagmanReport.com. That's HagmanReport.com. I got to apologize, folks. I had some oral surgery done, and if I sound a little bit funny, it's because of the holes and stitches and all kinds of stuff in my mouth. So, but we'll get through this together. And I want to thank you for tuning in. And I want to thank you for the support all year of Infowars.com, supporting Alex Jones, supporting the movement, which is extremely important to do. We are in the fight of our lives, I got to tell you that. Of course, this year, 2018, we saw massive amounts of censorship. We've seen the tyranny, the tyrannical, oppressive nature of the democratic socialist left against the conservatives, against the truth tellers. We've seen so much take place over the course of the last 12 months. It's really 12 years worth of headlines over the last 12 months. One thing I want to touch on before we get too far into things, you want to talk about fake news. We had seen, and I want to bring this up because one of the issues is about the Iraq war, the presence in Iraq, the presence in Afghanistan, the trip by President Trump to Iraq, the leftists, socialist leftists, especially on Twitter, just having this massive meltdown, saying that they shamed, Twitter shamed President Donald Trump into traveling to overseas to a war zone to visit the troops. Now, have you heard this? Folks, have you heard this? And it was because of the tweets. It was because of the shaming that was done, right? Well, obviously, folks, any thinking, rational, sensible human being, and Dan Bongino pointed this out earlier, would know that the presidential excursions like this have to be planned months in advance. Months in advance. The support teams or the advance teams that go out to carry the presidential security detail. So this was not, gee, I shamed him. He's leaving. You know, he's suddenly going to go overseas now because we've successfully shamed him into going overseas. So what a load of crap that's taking place. So I want to call out these morons out there in the news. And I mean, you got to be a moron to believe that you actually had the power into shaming the president of the United States to go out and to even more moronic is to believe what is being said. So with that, look at the facts and look at the fake news. This, of course, it might seem obvious to you, if you're tuning into this fourth hour, into InfoWars, it might seem obvious to you that, hey, this does make sense. But media, the Hollywood crowd, the activists on Twitter, they claim that they're shaming them. Well, these presidential trips, as I said, are planned a long time in advance. And any rational, sensible human being with firing synapses should know this. Joe, I'm going to bring you on. I know that we have to talk about other aspects of the Iraq war. And help me out with my mouth here. Go ahead.
I want to say it's good to hear you talking halfway normal again, folks. As you said, he had oral surgery done, and over the holidays and before the holidays, we really couldn't talk. He couldn't talk, so
sign language.
You just get a lot of gesturing and whatnot. So this is the first actual day that I've had a chance to speak with him since that surgery. So it's good to see you back up and running. Yeah, and but there's a whole lot going on. Definitely want to get into what is going on with Iraq. The people are taking issue with an unannounced visit by the president, stating that they never reached out. He never reached out to them. But we're going to talk about that. And we got some other stuff, fake news. We got some stuff on Christmas, the war on Christmas, and also on the Robert Mueller investigation.
Yep, and this is InfoWars. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Doug Hagman.
The more of you that I inspect.
And welcome back to this fourth hour of InfoWars on this Thursday, December 27th, 2018, winding down this year. And what a year it has been, going by so fast, almost into 2019. But we got some great stuff to get into this hour. We were talking before the break on about Christmas and President Trump and the fake news that we see and just the insanity that the media and the Hollywood types have been constantly drumming up on Twitter and whatnot. And I wanted to cover this article before we get too far into Iraq, into the economy and other and more important and pressing matters. I came across this article today, and it's been up on my screen all day because I just can't X out of it. I wanted to make sure we covered this. From Breitbart, leftists recoil in horror after Trump signs military MAGA hats. This article explains how the media and Hollywood have predictably reacted in horror after the president signed several Make America Great Again hats and gave them to members of the military. Now, you have actresses, you have CNN personalities saying that this is just awful. Mia Farrow on Twitter, this is awful. Trump signing MAGA hats for the troops who are stationed overseas. You even had CNN analyst and former member of the Obama administration, John Kirby, warning the troops having Trump having a Trump campaign hat could be breaking military guidelines. And this is just all part of their war on Christmas and the war on Trump. We talk about the political divide in this country. Never before in my lifetime have I ever seen the divide so great. And it's not just a divide along party lines. If that were the, I mean, that would make it a lot different. This is a divide along President Trump and the Constitution and American way of life traditionally versus where they want to take it with this progressive social communist agenda. And we see that the left, we see the media, we see Hollywood, we see all this all these establishment powers that have come against Trump, that have come against America, that have come against Americans. We have to understand it's not just the president that they hate. The president is where their anger is focused. It is the people who support the president. It is the people who believe in his agenda, in the ideology of America as it was founded, and its intentions that they hate. And this is not going to go away when the president leaves office, whether in 2020 or 2024. And that's the battle that we need to be focused on and prepared for. Because as Hillary Clinton said just a few months ago, civility will not be restored until their political party is in power. And she only went halfway. What she didn't say was that civility will be restored when they're back in power and their opposition is no longer a threat or a bother to them. And that's the war we are fighting. And they do it in every which way. We talked about it here, even on this show, when David Brock and Media Matters, that strategy came out against the social media strategy to destroy President Trump. I'm not sure the exact title of that. But it laid out the agenda of how they were going to go after the president, how they were going to go after his administration, how they were going to attack him through social media, through the news, through the Hollywood, through the legal system. And we see it every single day. And it's no stopping. I compare it to Groundhog Day or a baby that doesn't get what they want. They just whine and whine and whine. But babies usually get tired and fall asleep. These people, this evil, only increases, and the more we give it a foothold, the more it will take over. and we have to fight on those front lines each and every day against it. And however that looks for you, each and every individual person is what we have to do. And we cannot cease. Just like the evil will never cease, we cannot stop fighting, because the moment we do, we are giving over to that evil. And you know, it's everywhere in the headlines.
I got to tell you, Joe, you are so exactly right. And let's always remember the stopgap between the fight by the globalists. The globalists are fighting the American people. The stopgap is President Trump. Of course, he's not part of the establishment. He's not part of the political process. And it's funny you mentioned, too, the Iraq thing. The number of people invoking the Hatch Act, that's nothing more than a petty... so petty, because obviously when Obama visited the troops, he signed he signed body parts there. I mean, you know, people's soldiers' uniforms and arms and it was crazy. So for them to bring this up is disingenuous. That's number one. The other aspect of this, and you hit it too. This is a constant barrage, in my view. Anything Donald Trump stands for, it's always going to be just continued forward. In other words, and you mentioned even a baby who falls asleep once in a while. These people don't. And it's funny because yesterday, I was taking my rage, I shouldn't say rage, the fact that I can't talk too well. I figured, okay, I'll start writing. And I on my Twitter account at HagmanPI, shameless plug there, by the way, but not really. Philippe Raines, and how many people know who Philippe Raines is? Of course, the confidant of one of the confidants of Hillary Clinton. He got into this. Well, Iraq. President Trump went to Iraq because he was shamed into it, as I mentioned earlier. Well, when I told him to put his pants back on and get off my lawn, okay, he blocked me. And you know, the only reason I mentioned that. Yeah, and here's the only reason I mention that is because even if we were to argue the points facts as they are, they're not going to listen, and that's why you said, and I'll turn it back to you. The ideological divide is so great. It's just, I don't, you know what? And I toss this out. I think we might have done this last time we were on. My question to the people listening out there, InfoWars, to InfoWars, InfoWarsStore.com, by the way, support this endeavor. But my question to you folks is this. We talk about the possibility of a civil war, all right, and how bad it could be. My question, could not having a civil war be worse? What's worse than what could be worse than having a civil war? Perhaps not having one. Now, I'm not wishing, and believe me, anyone who would wish a civil war on a country would be psychotic.
There's differences in war and types of war. I mean, we're engaged in a battle right now. It doesn't have to be a hot war with bullets and missiles that we're saying. I mean, we're in an ideological civil war right now, and it's playing out, each and every day in the social media realm and in pop culture. And it is it seems that they are winning. And it is because they have all the microphones. It is because they get all the attention. And most importantly, it is because they block and censor the opposition and the points of view. And to your point about, you know, you can't have I remember a time when you could have a disagreement with somebody and you could have a debate and there wasn't two sets of facts. People would, you know, come to the understanding that, okay, maybe I'm not exactly right. But what I see with this that is so dangerous is that these people think they know everything and they think they know what's best for everybody else. And it's their way or no way at all. And if you don't agree or subscribe to their way of thinking, you're automatically labeled an enemy. You're automatically labeled with an ism, you know, racism, whatever the term is of the day, trying to shame you into that role. And so often we have seen people, how many times have you seen people get so defensive when they're called a racist or whatever the term is? And that has all lost its meaning now. And now we're up to the point where we can't even have a discussion. You can't even agree to disagree. It's all or nothing. And I've seen it change people. I talked about this. I talk about it all the time. I have a friend whose mother is one of the sweetest ladies ever. but she has been brainwashed by MSNBC and CNN, the most sane and normal person otherwise. But when you start talking about politics, when you start talking about the president, it's like a switch goes off in her head, and she thinks he's the most evil person to ever, you know, live on the face of the earth. And nothing he would do could be good, no matter what it was, even if it was something she supported and agreed with. And that makes no sense to me. And that shows me that there's a much bigger component here than just politics. This is a spiritual battle, and this is a spiritual blindness and deception that we are fighting against. And until we understand that and fight that properly, we're not going to make much headway, especially in when we're dealing with the evil that this earth has acquiesced to. And even the church, we talk about this all the time. The church is conforming to the world instead of standing its ground and sticking to the gospel. And when that happens, we are in trouble.
Amen to that. Infowars.com. Doug Hagman, Joe Hagman, sitting in for Alex Jones, following, of course, Mike Adams. Folks, support this endeavor. Infowarsstore.com. Big sale going on there. Infowars.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fourth hour on this Thursday edition of InfoWars on this December 27th, 2018 edition. One of the last broadcasts of the year. We're really running out of time in 2018, 2019, right around the corner, and time is just flying by. Want to mention this real quick, folks. If you haven't checked out Paul Joseph Watson's latest video, I had a chance to listen to it this morning, and it was really good, a very sad story. There were a pair of murders. There was a double murder in Morocco done by Islamists, and it was an ISIS-style execution by beheading, and the state TV, the state-sponsored TV, has been censoring the coverage of this murder and refusing to place the blame where it belongs on Islam. Instead, they are censoring it. We know that they have hate speech laws over there, but the insanity behind this. You have the Islamic beheading of a female and two murders, and you have the government and the TV doing what they can to cover up the origins and reasons behind those murders. What is happening in Europe? This is a reoccurring theme. And again, go to check out Paul Joseph Watson's video. He did a great job, as he always does, in breaking down these issues because it's so important. This is at the doorsteps of America, too. We see the transformation of our society happening in many places around the country, from Texas to Minnesota, all over the place. We saw just a few weeks ago, I don't know if we had a chance to talk about it here, where there was a judge in Minnesota or Michigan, I believe, that ruled that the female
genital mutilation.
There you go.
Yeah.
Female genital mutilation, that it was unconstitutional to disallow is people of the Islamic faith to do that. And this is bringing Sharia law into America and becoming Sharia compliant. So we are not as deep in trouble as Europe is, but we are seeing those signs on the door. And how long before they decide, other parts of Sharia law are should be accepted as part of, a constitutional type system? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all unless they are wanting to bring that here.
Joe, the individual responsible for expunging a lot of that Islamic Sharia information, jihadist information from the manuals of the FBI, Robert Mueller, of course. And we know that Robert Mueller is doing nothing except continuing his investigation on President Trump or against President Trump, much to the delight of the Democratic Socialists here. And again, it's to take our Constitution. Constitutional Republic down. Make no mistake about this. And yes, Sharia and the Sharia compliant, which is antithetical to the Constitution, is part of a globalist agenda to rip at our fabric of America. But I mentioned
that
Mueller.
Real quick.
Mueller. Go ahead.
Mueller, between James Comey and Robert Mueller, those two as FBI directors, they have done so much damage to the FBI when dealing with Islamic terrorism. And they have, when we looked at Robert Mueller and we hear people saying, oh, when the investigation started, that he was one of the most upstanding, moral people, the perfect guy for the job. Well, he's got a laundry list of conflicts of interest, of shady dealings and of questionable tactics. It's like what he did with the FBI, scrubbing the FBI of references to Islamic terrorism, trying to, and this was James Comey too. And I don't understand, in today's world, why they would do that unless they want it to fester and grow, and they don't. I mean, we've seen it time and time again. ISIS will claim responsibility, and the government will say, no, don't worry, it's not terrorism. It's domestic, it's workplace violence, like the Fort Hood shooting. And that's when it really started to open my eyes. When the Fort Hood shooting happened, they said it was workplace violence.
Well, it makes me think, too, about Mueller. We had, of course, folks, HagmanReport.com. That's our website. That's our home base. Hagman Report live for our show, 7 to 10 weeknights, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time weeknights. But we had John Milkovich on, and he's the author of this book, Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. Now, I don't get paid for talking about this, or we don't get make any money off of this book, but he talks about in this book is a report, and he's a state senator from Louisiana, I believe, 38th district from Louisiana. Okay, but he writes that there's an epic disconnect between Robert Mueller, described by the mass media, and officialdom as model of public propriety. As a model of public propriety, and the Robert Mueller documented independent researchers, a chronic collaborator with career characterized by cover-ups, corruption, and unconscionable conduct, an ever-willing instrument of the deep state dissimulation. And I'll tell you something. And again, I'm not hawking books here, but I'm telling you, when you look at what Mueller was tasked to do, he is doing it exquisitely. So anyone who would ever believe in any sense of the word that Mueller was a white hat or is a white hat is delusional. But one real quick thing. I don't want to get too far off what you were talking about. The Hill today. This is so critical for people to understand, because we Joe, you and I were following the prosecution of General Michael Flynn. Well, in The Hill today, real quick, an article by Kevin Brock, and Dan Bongino mentioned it this morning on his podcast. I just want to mention it right now. There are three oddities in FBI handling of Flynn interview. And frankly, I did not catch this. And I just want to toss this over to you right after this. The three oddities, again, this is an article by Kevin Brock writing in The Hill. One of the biggest issues here, and I did not think of this, I didn't catch this, and I wonder how many people did. The 302s, there were two 302s that were done on Flynn. One rather contemporaneously, or right around the time of his January 2017 interview, the two agents interviewing Flynn, they completed a 302. And, of course, there was an August 302 that the FBI completed. Now, having said that, what was the basis, what was the underlying predicate for interviewing Flynn in the first place? It was what kind of investigation? It was a counterintelligence investigation. And even the, and as an aside, the Washington Post, as leaked to the Washington Post by the intelligence community about Michael Flynn the day before his interview, before his interview, or around the time of his interview, I should say, that there was no indication of any wrongdoing. 302s, I guess here's the bottom line in one of the oddities. 302s are criminal documents. In other words, documents to record a statement in a criminal investigation, not a counterintelligence investigation. So, what in the hell were two FBI agents doing creating a 302 on a counterintelligence investigation, unless it was never designed to be a counterintelligence investigation? And again, so think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that. And folks, go ahead, Joe. You can take us out.
Just real quick, I mean, we have not seen, I want to see the declassified information. I want to see, I don't know why the documents have not been declassified. I don't know why the president has not decided to just put everything out there. You know, the FBI talks about protecting sources and methods, but they were weaponized against the president. They were weaponized against his administration and his campaign. And that information needs to come out so we understand the full scope of the criminality behind the Obama administration and the weaponization of the intelligence agencies against President.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Doug Hagman.
Doug and Joe Hagman here from the Hagman Report, filling in for Alex Jones on this fourth hour of this Thursday edition on this December 27th, 2018. We were talking about Robert Mueller before the break here and a number of things that
he has been in the news about, including the most important, which is the investigation into President Trump for Russian collusion, which has moved well beyond any collusion now into, you know, looking at obstruction and anything they can get their hands on to try to undermine and destroy the president and his reputation and what he has been able to accomplish. And that's one of the things that we have to be grateful for when we look back at 2018 and 2017, even 2016, is the fact that every intelligence agency, every law enforcement agency, federally at least, seemed to be weaponized. Didn't seem to be. It was weaponized against President Trump and his administration and his campaign, first and foremost. And he was able to overcome that. I'm not sure that any one man alone could do something like that. I think there is much more at play than just politics. There is a spiritual component here that must be recognized. And he continues to have successes, even in the face of all these enemies that have been piled up against him and all these agencies that have been weaponized against him. He continues to succeed. And we can't, no matter what is going on, forget that. And we have to be thankful for that, because at least we have that. Just imagine what it would be like if Hillary Clinton was president. And I read something that she tweeted out, some kind of Christmas message that had a picture of her from her time in the White House, almost like wishful thinking, like she wishes she was back there again. But Robert Mueller, Dad, you got into this a little bit, but there's a great piece up on the Hill. Giuliani calls for Mueller to be investigated for destruction of FBI evidence. Now, yeah, we have seen the Strzok page messages just disappear. I mean, no other, except for Hillary Clinton, really, in my memory, no other evidence in the FBI just disappears unless there is somebody who is making it disappear. And how convenient for these people that this evidence just goes bye-bye. But how much is Robert Mueller on the hook for this? I mean, he's overseeing this investigation. This is his evidence. This is his information, right? And the inspector general, too. We have to ask what is going on with this. But Buck Sexton, John Solomon wrote this opinion piece up on the Hill, and he talks about what Rudy Giuliani says, and he says that it's time for Robert Mueller to be investigated. And we've talked about this for a long time. Should the president fire Robert Mueller? When would be a good time? I thought when the attorney general switch was made, that and the announcement from Mueller saying that they were not going to focus on Russian collusion, that the mandate was going to be, you know, basically anything but that moving forward, that was when the president should have pulled the trigger. Now, a lot of people don't agree with me. They think he should just let him stay the course, since if they're ever going to find anything, they would have already found it. But obviously, we see dissenting opinions, especially even on Fox News. And Judge Napolitano, I haven't really been listening to a lot of what he's been saying lately, and some of the headlines he's been making. But yeah, he's saying things like, you know, Trump should resign, or they're going to indict his kids, and they have stuff to go after him on. And it just seems like everything and everyone just wants to see Trump fail. And as we said earlier, the divide in this country seems to be along the lines of whether you like the president or you don't like the president. But it is much deeper than that. But will Robert Mueller, will James Comey, will any of these people ever be held accountable in any way that is satisfactory to the American public out there who have been paying attention, who know the crimes that have been committed by these people? So that's my big problem.
Joe, I'll just chime in here. Well, I still can. The investigation is the obstruction. And if you think about this, John Huber, working with OIG Horowitz, can't testify to an ongoing investigation. Comey, for example, can't testify or testify about or provide information about X, Y, or Z. Because why? The investigation is ongoing. Don't want to compromise an ongoing investigation. Now, if that was a legitimate investigation, obviously, I understand that. But the investigation is going to keep the obstruction alive. In other words, the end game objective here is to keep the Mueller investigation going until President Trump is out of office. And we're at, what, day number, I think, 590, a year, 6 months, and I think 12 days of the Mueller investigation. Out of, 707 days of the, like 590 days out of 707 days of the presidency.
So this is the tactic, I believe, of the Mueller investigation. And the intent of the Mueller investigation continue forward until Donald Trump is either forced out of office or something else takes place. And I'll tell you something. Roger Stone,
going to leave.
Well, yeah. And Roger Stone and Alex had a very good piece. And I would not. I'm going to tell everyone out there. I saw it over the weekend, over the holiday weekend, where Roger Stone was talking with Alex, and they were talking about, as much as I hate to say this, the removal from office with prejudice. And I think people understand what that means. Look, Donald Trump, there's no chaos in the office. There's no chaos in the White House. People who say that there is, that's fake news.
Well, you know what? I'll say this. There's chaos to the extent that the deep state holdovers, the Obama loyalists, the communist progressives, to the extent that they create. There's not chaos being created by President Trump. There's chaos being created by the people who refuse to allow his agenda to be implemented. And we know when we read it in one of the books when we were in D.C. when the confirmation hearings for the Supreme Court Kavanaugh was going on, and the book came out by Woodward, and they talked about that. And they said how many of the workers in the White House, refused to submit paperwork, would hide things so the president didn't see. I mean, things like that. That's the only chaos that I really see. The turnover, as far as the personnel, does not bother me because you can have a position and fill it with 10 different people, but until you get that right person in there, you have to get the right person in there. You can have that turnover as long as you're getting the right people in there. So I don't see that as chaos. But everything that the president, I mean, just look, as I mentioned earlier, the coverage about the president not only going to Iraq, but CNN, they're saying Trump is the Grinch who stole Christmas from the troops in Iraq. CNN does its best to dump on Trump. Troops trip. And it goes on from there on Newsbusters. I'm just reading headlines here. CBS, NBC slammed Trump's visit to troops in Iraq. Took him long enough. So some say, he didn't go there quick enough. Others say he should never be there in the first place. How dare he sign MAGA hats and give it to the troops? I mean, he's the Grinch who sold Christmas for the troops in Iraq, according to CNN. I mean, but the troops love him. From everything I can see, why don't they let the troops speak for themselves instead of, always trying to put words and feelings in other people's mouths? It really is irritating. And what is the media going to do whenever Trump is out of office? I mean, what are they going to focus on? What's their obsession going to be? Because that's all they can talk about right now. And it puts us in a position where we seem to always be not defending him, but, trying to just put the facts out there to say what's right. But there's so much more we could be focusing on. And it is keeping us, or we're keeping us, from working on those solutions because we're so preoccupied dealing with what the networks are putting out. That has to change. We have to change that somehow.
I think I've got an answer for you on this. And I was thinking about that, too. What would happen right now if there was a change of power and the Democrats were in power at the executive level? We know that's going to take place. And we're going to get a taste of to answer your question, we're going to get a taste of that in January. And it's going to be they're going to extol, number one, the virtues of things like gun control, extol the virtues of immigration, immigration, as well as push the globalist agenda. So we have to be very careful and be very cautious, as well as, and I heard Mike Adams earlier talking about setting up perhaps, maybe some event or events that will result in taking away our Second Amendment rights. Certainly we know that they're trying to erode our First Amendment rights. Folks, you're listening to Doug and Joe Hagman. InfoWars, InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Support the movement. Be right back.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with You fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Doug and Joe Hagman here, filling in for the fourth hour on InfoWars on this Thursday, December 27th, 2018, one of the last broadcasts of the year. We covered a lot of ground. We still got a lot to talk about. We have this government shutdown that's been ongoing, I believe it is into day six, over the border wall funding. We saw the GoFundMe page the president started for the border wall as the American people have been pouring money into it. Now, before, I haven't seen the latest update on that. I saw a headline, I believe, yesterday or the day before, that they might have to return the money, that you can't really crowdfund for a border wall. I'm not sure about that, but there is a lot of stuff going on with immigration and whatnot. But, you know, we were talking about the CNN stuff and the troops in Iraq, and I don't want to jump around too much, but I just can't get over this. The more I'm looking here at different websites, Jim Acosta, one of the biggest blowhards in the news business, America-hating fake newser Jim Acosta leads CNN discussion on how U.S. troops in Iraq should be disciplined for meeting with the president. Did you hear this? Jim Acosta is talking about how
the troops should be punished for meeting with the president. I mean, what kind of world do we live in that we see this kind of craziness? How does CNN get away with saying things like this and continuing to have an audience? Do the people watch just for that shock factor of what idiotic and ridiculous thing they're going to say next? I mean, they protect the terrorists, they defend the terrorists, and they destroy the president. They destroy the Constitution.
Sure, by very definition, I mean, to me, when President Trump claims that the fake news media is the enemy of the people, there it is right there. How much more explanation does one need, or how many examples right there alone? Seriously, it's an affront to not just our president, but to the men and women serving overseas. And across us, you know, I mean, seriously, I want to know what in the hell is wrong with that guy? In my view, that
he's a narcissist.
I had a great aunt who would say something like, "That boy ain't right. That boy just ain't right." Okay, so I can hear the echoes from my childhood. "That boy just ain't right," meaning the friend of mine that I had introduced her to. "That boy just ain't right." Well, Acosta, "That boy just ain't right." I mean, well, seriously, you talk about the enemy of the people and fake news. Hey,
yeah,
it's absolutely. So I didn't mean to interrupt, but you're right in so many things.
As bad as you know, all the mainstream media coverages of Trump, you don't see the White House correspondents for ABC, NBC act the way Jim Acosta acts, and it is being done intentionally. And I believe he's also probably being celebrated inside CNN. He's probably being they're incentivizing it, I'm sure. He probably has got a bump in his paycheck to become the story instead of covering the story. And I love how the interactions between Sarah Sanders and Jim Acosta in the press room, because she just destroys him every time and he looks like such an idiot, but he doesn't know when to stop because he thinks that there is a portion of these extreme leftists out there who just applaud and enjoy that kind of stuff. But it is not doing any, and this is the problem. We talked about this before. There's no working towards solutions with these people. And should we work towards solutions with these people? That's the question, because in my mind, the evil, it's evil. It's not just politics at this point. And if you're a Christian, would you ever come to the table and sit down with somebody who wants to, you know, perform abortions? No, it's not in your blood. It's not in your belief system. So there is no middle ground, if you understand what I'm saying. And that's the way I feel about some of this stuff. And we see it in issues like, I want to go to the economy. We see this volatility in the stock market. Well, obviously, there's a lot of things going on there, but the level of volatility is very alarming. And people are spooked and they're shocked and they're wondering what's going on. But the root of the problem is not capitalism. It's not, the market. It's the what has been done to the free market through the Federal Reserve system and the theft of the wealth from the American people. So,
and how long has Alex Jones been talking about this, folks?
Since
how
I started long? Listening to him.
Exactly. And he's been proven right every single day. I want to yell and I can't. Okay. I apologize. I really want to hit this home forcefully, but I cannot do that. Look, Alex Jones has been right on the money, and that's why they want to shut him down. That's why they want to shut InfoWars down. And you got a bunch of sniveling, snot-nosed, wet behind the ears, snowflake crybabies. Am I allowed to say that on this show? Take to Twitter. They take to Twitter and they, you know, they applaud, of course, the banning of InfoWars. They applaud the banning of multiple platforms and conservatives. Not realizing, not having a sense, an ounce of any common sense, that they're next. That these cheerleaders are for the globalists, they're not any use to anybody, including themselves. How many people do you see? And you know, the personal attacks that I see against InfoWars, Alex Jones, it saddens me to the extent that these people don't understand that they're applauding for their own demise.
My goodness. What's wrong with these people? Go ahead.
It's like what we see with, we see the rise in hate crimes where you see, racist graffiti spray painted on a school or nooses lately the trend has been the hate crimes have been committed by the people they're allegedly targeting. It's this, it's almost like this self-hatred. It's like the white people who are out there, telling everybody that it's you're wrong to be white. It's a self-destructive attitude that is, in my opinion, evil, and it really has just completely twisted the minds of these people. And you'd think with the rise of technology and the increase of information that people would be getting smarter, that people would be getting more efficient, and things would be the truth would be more prevalent. But if the opposite is true, and it's not because of the technology, it's because of the way people use the technology. It's just like the gun debate. The guns aren't what are killing people. It is the people who are using the guns that are killing people. It's not the technology and the information that's making people dumber or more ignorant. It is the way that they use the information.
And what's changed, though? See, you brought it up earlier. What has changed? And this is what people have to realize. Dennis Prager, Prager University, was talking about this. The assault against the American Trinity, of course, the E Pluribus Unum, liberty, and One Nation Under God. It's the One Nation Under God. The fact that the morality of this country, the American exceptionalism, America, by the way, is an exceptional country. The Western culture is an exceptional culture. We, the West, we built this country. Sorry, but we did. You have to watch the Prager University, if you're so inclined, the video on this. But he was right on the money. The fact that this is a spiritual battle, a war against our faith, was it Ben Franklin who said a Republican this government was set up for a holy moral.
Yeah.
Society.
Yeah. Jefferson or Franklin, yes.
Okay, but you get the quote. So, without God and without the idea that there is an afterlife and a punishment, the atheists out there, or the self-proclaimed atheists, or the people who don't have the belief system, the strong belief system, they're wholly incapable of governance and of accepting this governance. Go ahead.
And we talk about this a lot, and even on our show, we're Christians by faith. At the same time, these people, if you don't believe in God, I have nothing against you, but these people take it to a whole new level where they don't believe in God, yet at the same time they hate him, and then they have turned their ideology, their political ideology, into their religion, which includes the love of abortion, which includes the open borders. And what does it say when the government has to be shut down, and all the president is asking for is money to fund a border wall to secure our sovereign nation, and that is being met with such resistance. You would think he is, advocating unifying with Mexico and starting a new country. It just doesn't compute in my mind. That,
listen, Moana, do you lock your freaking doors? Listen, Moana, do you lock your doors? Hey, Schumer, you lock your doors? I blow this. You get security details? I mean, their hubris and their hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Joe, it's just, go ahead.
It's like one of the Parkland victims, one of the more outspoken anti-gun victims. I don't remember her name. Emma Gonzalez, I think it was, attended a rally where Alyssa Milano was, and this was months ago. And they were railing against guns while having armed security standing there protecting them. And that's what doesn't make sense. It's the hypocrisy. And as I said, the spiritual aspect of this is so important. We need to understand it's a spiritual battle first and foremost. Folks, thanks for having us today. Infowars.com. Make sure you visit there. Check out the store. Subscribe to the newsletter. Go there. Bookmark the site if you haven't already.
Support InfoWars.
Absolutely.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate